Okay, so Sifur Aleph is the din of Techacha. Ra Avish Avra al Divrei Torah. So there's a Mesuim Dekah way to give a Techacha. You can't give a direct Techacha because it'll be a Bizayon, it won't be covered, and it'll be a Pegi in the covered in Myra. So Mela, Mechaber tells us here a special way how to give Techacha. It has to be B'derech Remez. Amaisa, the Mechaber here is quoting Lashon HaRambam, who learns in the Gemara. It's coming from Gemara and Kedushin, Daf Hamabeis. So the Mechaber here is Lashon HaRambam that learns that the Gemara is B'derech She'ela. That you can't even say it B'derech Remez, like, oh, you know, in the Torah it says like this. You have to ask, is this what it says? You know, what does it say? Is this what's the halacha about this and that? So that is that's the Rambam sheet, and that's what the Mechaber brings over here. The Maaser Rashi over there in Kedushin, and also a bunch of other Rishonim over there in the Torah. Set learns like that also, and it's Rabbeinu Yonah and Sefer Yira and the Tosis right over there. So they don't say you have to say b'derech she'ela. Rather, you could taka say, you know, I think it, you know, the halacha it says in Shulchan Aruch is like this and like that. You just can't say directly. You're making a mistake. Do like this. Do differently. So the Rambam and the kids of Shulchan Aruch and the other poskim, so they bring like the lashon of the Rambam, like the Chayodim, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Levush, they quote Kedarkam, they go with what's Paskin Shulchan Aruch, was the Rambam. So it sounds like not only could you not say it directly, you have to actually do it in the lashon of a question, of a she'ela, and that's even more b'chubadik that you're asking, like you don't yourself know. So Maisa, it's a little difficult because the Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, so in Klal Ches over there, Simen Yadalid, so he's discussing the halachas of Techacha for Lashon Hara, if someone's parents start telling him Lashon Hara. So he says there that when he's talking about how to correct one's parents when they start telling him Lashon Hara, so he says there how to correct them, and he taka says like the other Rishonim, he doesn't say like Shulchan Aruch, he says that you just say, you could tell them, you know, B'derech Kavu, B'derech Remez, I think the halacha it says in the Torah is that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, something like that. But he doesn't say you have to do a Lashon She'ela. So I saw some of the Svarim, they're like asking a question, why isn't he going? He's going against the Shulchan Aruch, the Chafetz Chaim. But mice it seems, and these inyanim, so this is not Xeris HaKosov. Derech She'el is better, this way is better, that way is better. It's a call of inyan. The Pshad is to do it in a Derech that's Mechubed. It could be sometimes to ask a question will be more of a Pekin in the Kavod. Yeah, it sounds like you're instigating, like, you know, asking a question. So call of inyan in Nevada, there's no Xeris HaKosov about in these inyanim, and it has to just be done in a way that won't be Pekin in Kavod.
Say it right away.
What's that?
You used to say it right away.
That's even worse, you're saying. Yeah, I mean, L'maisa Alts, the Etzem Chiyav of Techacha, so it would seem that it's right away. Yeah, so this is, right, so we're gonna get back to this, that really the Sheresh of this whole Halacha is really coming from the Kol Yisrael commitment that you have to every Jew of Hachech Techech Samisecha, which is a Chiyav Techacha, as you see them being over. L'maisa, right, meaning wait. Also, so I'm not sure if that would be Alts the Hilchos Techacha could be your Mechuyev to say right away.
He asks you to correct anything you see he's done wrong.
Nechanami, yeah. If there's Mechila, then Nechanami, yeah. So Maisa, in that Chavetz Chaim over there, it's before another thing that some of the Svarim are stopping about, that this halacha applies to your mother as well, because even though everything's equal and keep it up between mother and father, some of the Svarim want to be stopping that maybe a mother who's not Mechuyev really to learn, she's not learned, so it won't be embarrassing to correct her directly. But Maisa, the Chavetz Chaim there says Lahedya that it's also true by. It's also true by mother. And the Maisa, they bring a Makar. It's very interesting. There's a Tosis and Shabbos in Daf Kofi Gimel. Tosis there is talking about Hilchos Dibur, Dabur Dover and Shabbos. And they bring it, it's a famous Tosis of Shem Bar Yochai, that's Bekoshi the Yerushalmi, that Bekoshi Yitirush Eil Shalom B'Shabbos. That even to say Shalom on Shabbos was Bekoshi, they were mad. And the Tosis over there in Kofi Gimel brings a Maisa that Shem Bar Yochai, his mother was talking on Shabbos too much, and he corrected her. He said, Shabsahi, it's today's Shabbos, to stop talking. And so this Maisa appears in the Medrash in Vayikra. So over there, the Mepharshim say that he taka said Shabsahi. He didn't tell her directly to stop, or he taka said it Bakifin in a roundabout way in order to correct her to Mekayim this mitzvah of Kibud Avim. So it's Mavur, it's also by the mother. It's also, they point out, it's Mavur over there that was talking about Issa Darabanan, that this, the Chiv Taychacha in Bechlal is not just on a Chiv Daraisa, it's also on Issa Darabanan. L'maisa, the mashmos here is that the parent is doing it by accident. It's a shogeg, right? And you're going to correct them. Don't correct them directly. Correct them in a roundabout way. So L'maisa, let's say the parent is talking doing it b'mezid. So there's a Radvaz. The Radvaz in his Perish on the Rambam, in Mamrim Perikvav, in these halachos. So Radvaz says, even if the father is doing b'mezid, you have no right to correct directly. You also have to do it in this roundabout way. L'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan over here, he doesn't bring the Radvaz. He just says, midas atzmai, that... that it's a joke. Certainly to say b'derech she'ela, if he's doing it b'mezid, it's a joke. Like, is, you know, what's the halacha, daddy? And you know, Mila, he's doing it b'mezid, so that's already a bit of a joke. So he says you could talk be mechiyach correctly, but it has to be b'derech kavod. If he doesn't know the halacha, then it's not mezid. Right? Then it's shogeg. Then certainly that's this halacha applies.
The whole thing of saying she'ela. It says halacha. What is the difference?
Yeah, so it's a way of hinting. Then he'll say, "Oh yeah, I don't know. What is the halacha?" We're hoping that it'll, you know, come to the halacha eventually. So Maisa, very chashuv thing to point out here is that this is hilchos techacha, right? This is not mesuyim de kibud of aims. Hechech techiach samisacha. This is hilchos techacha. So Maisa, before we go, like, you know, starting picking fights with your parents and, you know, making all kinds of katatas, so Maisa, you have to know that hilchos techacha, you know, in kana makom laharach all the halacha of techacha, but Maisa, it's not so pashut. In Tafresh Ches, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that's where this halacha is brought in the Ramah. One of the chashuv halachas of Techacha, it's from the Gemara in Beitzan, Daf Lamed. The Gemara says there that the women weren't being makabel to Sefes Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, don't be machiach them, because mutav shishoygim loy mezidin. So really, there's a whole radio in Tafresh Ches, if Beitzan, Ramah over here, that Lamaisa, something that's not mefurish in the Torah, so if you know they're not going to be makabel, you're not supposed to be machiach b'chla. If it's mefurish in the Torah, so if they're not going to be makabel, so then maybe you're supposed to say one time, only one time betzina be machiach, but not more than that. Because we're not looking stam to pick fights. So very often, everyone has to know l'fiya inyan, or what the case is, how the parents are going to take to this tachacha, even if it's the mamish slightest hint sometimes, to start World War III, so then avada, there would be no mitzvah. Chakert, the Bir Halacha brings here, it's really Magen Avram and Tafresh Ches. Magen Avram and Tafresh Ches brings to Sefer Chasidim that the whole halacha is techiach samisecha. Is going to stop, start fights with you and hate you and take revenge on you. So b'chal, before you start doing even b'derech kavod, before anyone starts giving any toichacha, you have to be careful about these nyanim. Amais in the back of a sefer Avas Chesed from the Chavetz Chaim, so he brings there's a tzava from one of the European gedolim, Marganisa Tava, and he has a lashon there that b'derenu ein af echad sheyede eich lochichiach. So it's like a very, you know, you have to be careful with these nyanim. And other rabbi, like you're saying, if there's going to be a matzav where the father wants and there's a, that type of relationship, but he wants to hear, he wants to know, then ein chanami other rabbi b'derech klal. This halacha, you have to know how. Yeah, how negeya this halacha is. This might be a shtick halacha, it might be depending on the situation.
Is there a makor for that you take the shulchan aruch off the point and just bring up the shulchan aruch instead of saying?
Yeah, I mean, again, kolofi inyan. That would definitely. I mean, here the mechaber says lashon she'ela. We pointed out the Chavetz Chaim over there says like Rav Yishayim say it doesn't have to be she'ela. You could show him the halacha.
We have a copy of that page, like.
But yeah, Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal
Yedarovik.
He doesn't say show. He says you don't have to do b'derech she'ela. He says like Rashi's mashma. You could just point out. I think the halacha in the Torah. I think in Shulchan Aruch. I think Itaka says differently. I think, you know, like some kind of like roundabout way without saying you know, sinner. So fine. So this is techacha. The next shlav that Sifu Beis Nid Gimel is not to be machiach, but different. I find him where. Where the Maisa, there's no chiyuv kibud avim because of other cheshbonos. So the cheshbonos of Beis Gimel is the cheshbon of mitzvahs. You have harei lafanecha mitzvahs kibud avim and another mitzvah. So what do we say? So Maisa, it's machlokes in the Gemara Lam Beis over there, and the Belazer b'Masia. There's a sheet over there that because of kolchem chayim b'kvedi, since your father's also chayim kvod shemayim, no matter what, you leave kibud avim. I don't care if the mitzvah is dachuf, not dachuf, you just leave it. Tachas Maisa, we pass like Isa ben Yehud over there. The Gemara already says chayim hilchason, that's passing over here. We only say kolchem chayav mechvaydi, and you leave kibud av aim, is only ba'ofen that it's a mitzvah iveris. Meaning, if the mitzvah is something that either other people could do, or something a mitzvah you could do later, then we talk and say to be oisken the kibud av aim, because, like Avi Meir pointed out, that the halacha here is talking about hashkeni mayim. So that's obviously something that is miyad. If you don't bring him the drink now, 3 hours after you go to Levaya Sameis, it's gonna, you know, you'll lose out on that. So if you have a mitzvah iveris, the father's asking for something that he's gonna lose out on. So we say, fine, too bad. We lose that because the mitzvah is more important if you're gonna lose out on the mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah iveris, so then you're Isaac in the kibud avim, and then afterwards you do the mitzvah. Oh no, so this is without Isaac mitzvah patur mitzvah. This is if you have two things in front of you didn't start yet. You're not Isaac anything, you have to choose. So halacha is, we choose, the mitzvah overrides kibud av aim. If I will not be oisik in the mitzvah, I'll lose the mitzvah. But if I could push off the mitzvah to later, then you're oisik in kibud av aim.
Why is it
because of the svesa, the Rambam says, because kol chayim chayav mikvedi.
Okay.
that because on the cheshbon of losing a mitzvah totally, so then the father is, then we say that the father is mechuyev to kilu, be mechabit shemayim and let the son be oisik in the mitzvah. So that's all before you start it. But the Ramah here brings from the Ran that once you start something, then you're ready oisik b'mitzvah, then we go into a nusa, give oisik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Meaning, it goes both ways. Here in Maisa, the Ramah is talking, the Ran is talking about, let's say I start being oisik in a mitzvah, that's not so dachuf. I can really do it in 5 hours from now. But the Maisa, I started doing it, so then I don't have to stop for kibud aveim. Even though if I would, a minute ago I would have had to choose, I would have chosen kibud aveim. But since I'm oisik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, and the Aruch HaShulchan points out, who had done the other way, right? If you start being oisik in kibud aveim, and then it comes along a mitzvah iveris, so really the mitzvah iveris should have kadima, but since you're oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah. Meaning what's being paskin here basically is that by oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah, even if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you could stop in the middle, push one aside, do the other one, get back to this one. So it's really efshel l'kayim shneim, and it's really a big machal k'zir shoinim, in sukkah and daf chafei, by the sukkahs of oisik mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah. So it's a big machal, I guess, but l'maisa we paskin, it's mefurish in the Ramah and Siman Lamed Ches. That's where the Ramah paskins the halachas of who's pater from Kriyashma and Tefillah and Tefillin, the Misham Sheikh Chasanim, and different things. So there we paskin clearly that Isaac mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. And you don't have to make cheshbonis, oh, I could save this mitzvah and I could stop now. Once you're Isaac, they bring from an Arzarua that once you're Isaac be mitzvah, so you push it, it's a pater on the other mitzvah. So you have nothing to stop for because you have no chiyav b'chalaf to clap that other mitzvah.
If you're waiting on your father, you're like being right. Care of him.
Yes, so her waiting on the father certainly, and even more than that, lagabe even shar mitzvahs. So there's the Meiri on Daf Yadav, and it's a Chuvas Rivash. The Chuvas Rivash points out that oisik b'mitzvah, even if you're behiluchoy b'derech to do the mitzvah, so that's already a patur of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So l'mashal, yeah, Purim. So you want to go be oisik in shalach manis or matanis lav yainim. And your father calls you up, he needs your help. So the Maisa, as long as there's enough time in the day, you'll be able to be Makayim these mitzvahs. You have to be Oisik in the Kibbutz Aveim. Then afterwards, go do the Shach Manas Matanas Avyanim. Unless it's so close to Shkia, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah Bechal, so then the mitzvah would have Kedima. But if you're already on the way, and you're already being Oisik in the Matanas Avyanim, you're already going, and Lefidus Rivash, even if you're on the way, you're walking, you're already traveling to do these mitzvahs, so then that's already considered Oisik mitzvah, and you wouldn't be Mechuyev at that point to stop in the middle for. For
is that only
kind of
mitzvah? Mitzvah.
You
can give me one shalach manas, and that's it.
Once
you already have to give
me
first.
So you're not oisik mitzvah. So that's the question. No, because so it's not a chiyuvis, but mitzvah kiyumis lachar also. Oisik b'mitzvah kiyumis is also part of a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. So mitzvah kiyumis lachar would also be.
Why does kibud av come first when all things are equal?
Oh. So it's not clear. So the Levush has a lush. When all things are equal, the Levush says that Gadol mitzvahs kibud aveim shadoicha shar esei batayra. So there's no esei doicha esei, right? You know, in the beginning of Yevamos, that's clear. There's no esei doicha esei, but the Mepharshim there say that it's because, you know, maybe we saw it from Yushalmi, the mitzvahs kibud aveim, mischamer shabachamuros, aser sadibris, maiz the mission and peya, the reish peya says, karen kem mitzvah, eichel peyasim b'olam hazeh, karen kem salam b'olam haba. But Levush does learn from this Gemara that there is a special chashiv is given to kibud aveim, that when all things are taki equal, so we give kedima to kibud aveim. Chayra. I assume that I mean the Mechaber, just so before the Mechaber talk says, Kol Hamarbe, he's a Meshubach, he's a Mitzvah. Well, stop and I think.
It's not a Levin in Kuyin,
it's basically
kind of Tzedakah. No, it's a Levin, you can't mention Tzedakah, you have a Levin Tzedakah, so it's not a Tzedakah.
I raise a Meshubach, that's his.
It's because the whole tent was
non-raised. There's no Kuyin, Chayra. There's a shear, I'm saying. Okay, I hear.
There's no minimum
shear. Hachas Purim. Minimum shear, b'chayr. It's not chametz mitzvah zavyanim, yes. B'chayr
what it is.
Every cup of wine is not chametz.
So
they point out, it's maybe a machlokes rishonim. But l'maisa, the place can take on that either the lush and the ritva over there in Chafei is that it's usher to stop, and that's the whole gedder hadvarim, is that oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah means there's an isser to be mavaz of this mitzvah and stop, is an isser. And if either the other rishonim anyway, even though there's no isser, they tiny if I care, oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, there's a patur in yana mitzvah, so you push it, you're going to be oisik in something in a chayiv, and it's not going to be a mitzvah b'chal, it's a shayil if you're makayim b'chal, even b'diavit. So pashtus, there's no, it's not like a heter b'chal, but either it's an isser or b'chal, you're patur from another mitzvah. Oisik behechsher mitzvah? Yeah, I'm not sure. Actually, chayr not. You have to ask because I mean, even though yesh laden halicha is ruba deruba tachshem mitzvah. No, so the emes is right. So you have to look in this rivash. The chuvas rivash, but it sounds like it's rivash and simen kofir alf. Chuvas rivash kofir alf. It sounds like taka the hechshem mitzvah. If it's mamish hechshem mitzvah. Right.
You're gonna have to stop.
You need, if it's a Hech Shemitzvah, your mom is going to the mitzvah, so then from the Yavash you see that it's not considered Isaac, but Hech Shemitzvah, yeah, you're slaughtered for them. Okay, so Lemaisa, so this is these are the column of Isaac Mitzvah Patrimit. So Lemaisa, so the Sifyud Gimel, the Ramah, the Mechaber, it's really the Rambam also puts these two halachas together. They quote from the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Megillah, Talmud Torah Gadol Mekibir Avayim. So it's very not clear what the Mechaber wants in this halacha. Lemaisa, in the Gemara over there, it says, that the Gemara proves this idea from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Nenash for all the years. He wasn't Mechabed Yitzchak Aviv. For the years of Shem Ve'Ever, he wasn't Nenash. So you see, Gadol Talmud Torah Mekibir Avim. So nice that the Turi Evin and the Marsha, they already asks, how do you see it's Gadol? Maybe it's just equal. You're not Nenash because they're equal. Why do you say Gadol? So the Marsha there says, in Hanami, really the Gemara is being Samech on the fact that the Mishnah says Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Maybe there is no Raya from this Gemara. Turi Evin has a whole Shtekel Torah. The question is, what does the Mechaber want here? Because there's really a problem. Because of all mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is the one mitzvah where we say Isaac mitzvah ain't a potem in a mitzvah, and that's paskin in Reish Mevav Sif Yerches that by learning Torah, because it's Almanas Lasos, so any time a mitzvah comes to you that's Iyav Shalasos Ideachirim, and it's a mitzvah Iveres, you have to stop learning. So it sounds like here what's being said is yeah, but not by Kibud Avim. Stam is like a grace and Kibud Avim. So maybe you could hear Alf Kolchem Chayev Mechoidi. So that's what it's mashma from the Stimus Arambam Shulchan Aruch. Maisa, come out all the place, can point out, it's ready, the Pesach Tshuva brings here, ready from the Kutei Pichadosh, and that's what it's mashma, the Kisah Shulchan Aruch, the Chayadam. So they say, Fakir, that's the Enechanami, La'olam, just like every other mitzvah, Kibud Avim is no less than any other mitzvah. If someone who's learning, and a mitzvah of Kibud Avim comes before him, and it's Yev Shalas Slaydei, his brother, or someone else, whatever it is, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a Iveres, so you have to stop learning. This halacha means, Taka Dumya de Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't a shayla of a shikul, which one has kedima, kibud avim or mitzvah. He was pashat mafkia himself. For all the years, he was mafkia himself for kibud avim. He left his parents. For all those years, he left his parents. So then he was nenash, because he was mafkia himself, b'chal, from the whole mitzvah of kibud avim. So, legabe that we say, gadol talmud Torah. That if it's on the cheshbon of learning, and if a person feels he has to go for learning, so then he has no problem with kibud avim. He doesn't need rishus bechlal to go leave to learn, and that's really what we saw. It's in Simen Chafei from the Shumas Hadeshin that if someone wants to go learn far away place and the parents are moicha, so you don't have to listen. And here it's not alts the moicha, but stam that he's leaving the parent. He's not going to be mechabed avim, so he has the heter alts. Yeah, why?
Once you pass in that, if even he's moicha, you can go. If all he means in the first halacha is what he thinks. So you got that from the last
yeah, the only thing is like this, that over there, right, so over there in Chaf Hei was a different story, because over there, we pointed out, the whole sugya of Chaf Hei was, he was being meicha something that's not a get in. He has, I'm worried for your safety. So there we saw, it's not so pasha that he really has a schus to man you, to be tevea you, that things that are not negatim. Here, the idea is that the father is saying, I don't want you to leave me. I need my son to take care of me, to dress me, to feed me. It's all his own shimushim. So then there's more of a tzad to say that there would be, it could be, it's not a koshkin. I mean, there's a tzad to say, right. So nice is interesting because it's mashma that balav hachi, the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik this, that it's mashma that balav hachi, if not the special halacha of gadol talmud Torah mekibud avim, it's mashma that a person can't stam leave a parent. So nice the place can speak about this, that in terms of like moving to live in a different place, because it's really telling Sif Chafei, that because we pass in that Mishal of, Eloy Mishal Bein, a child's not mechuyev to cause himself efseidim, so nice the place can say that usually there's a head there, if it's for parnasa, if it's for shalom bayis, if it's just to marry, to find a shidduch. So for basically all these reasons, they matter to move away. You have to be doyeg that there's someone to take care of the parents. Maisa, we're just reading here. There's an interesting tshuva in this Kovetz Tzayar from Scheinberg about different in Yonah Kibud Avim. So he had this. Someone they asked him about a girl. Does she also have the heter to be matzliach in her limudim to leave America and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in seminar in Eretz Yisrael? So Scheinberg says yes. He says that because it's negeah for her matzav ruchni, and because in Eretz Yisrael the matzav is that she could be shteig better. So So he says that Avada should do it. Okay, so Maisa, so Alts Kulchem Chayim Bechvoidi, so we see that when there's two mitzvahs in front of you, so as long as it's going to be the mitzvah is going to come to a bittul, it's going to be in this battle, it's a mitzvah veris. So we say that Vata and the Kibbutz Avim. So then it's Avada, move on, and Pashat, and the Staka Kol Shekain for what's that Sift Tesvav and Sift Tazayin really. That's the halacha for father, it tells you to do an Avera. So Kol Shekain, Alts Kulchem Chayim Bechvoidi, that's in first Gemara, and Yavamas and Dafei. That Kolchem Chayav Mechvaydi says, you don't listen to a parent, there's no, that's the Sugya of Esed Echeleis, I say, you don't listen to be over in Avera to a parent, because Kolchem Chayav Mechvaydi. So the question is, that's clearly when there's an Isser, and that's the Mechaber says, Isser Der Isa, Isser Der Abanan. The question is, where it gets a little unclear, is by Inyanim that are not 100% Isurim, or not 100% Mitzvahs, like Hidurim, or Hizrizus for a Mitzvah. What? Yes, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara and Daf Hem Beis and Yavamis and Gemara's Maskana is because of Kol Chayim Chayim Mechvaydi, so there's no Dechiyah. So Lamaisa, it's interesting, like Lamashal, in the Sefer Kibud Hayim, so he brings there from Rabbi Yashiv that someone wants to make a bris, he wants to make Zvizim Akdim Mitzvahs, the Aruch HaShulchan is a special Indian by a bris milah to make Zvizim Akdim Mitzvahs, so the son wants to make the bris 7 o'clock in the morning, serve, you know, schnitzel 7 o'clock in the morning after Nates, and the parents either can't make it on time or the parents damozai have time, it's too early. So there's a little lakan in some of the Heintiger Poiskim, but Lamaisi brings from Liyasha that Avada Yer Mechuyev to push it off, and because it's only a hider of Zrizos, so Mela there's a chiyev to push it off to later in the day. That's Lagabe. Esavicha, Rabbi Sechicha Gadol. So you have to push it off.
What do you call it? That goes in the kibur.
Yeah,
so, me. That's a problem.
Yeah, so they say, he says there, Rav said there, that the parents have tainas. Lavdach, they can't make it, or the cousins can't make it, or the aunt can't make it. They want the bris later in the day.
No, let's say a brother. Your brother's coming for chutzpahs.
No.
He's not going to make it for 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, older brother,
yep. Al-Sakhi of Kibbutz for your older brother.
Yeah.
Your parents couldn't care less.
Parents are not here, don't come.
Whatever, they don't care.
But your brother's coming.
And he has tainus.
He wants to come. So
I hear.
As a taino from Kibbutz, he wants to come.
No, he could be Mavad there. I mean,
he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah, so L'chayr, yes, we'll have to see the Pratim in those halachas. That's Sif Chav Beis. L'chayr Achiv HaGadol.
Guys, brother's coming. Make it
or not?
In fact, I didn't make it on time.
Right.
So his older brother could be.
It's the chiyuv, right? Yeah. After sif chavet in chanam. Okay, so that's like one of the pratim lemaisa. There's it's interesting shayos. You need a lot of, you know, shikol das and a lot of you know, you have to move siyats with big people for these shayos. But like maisa in Chuvas Fanogas or Sternbach and Mechas Yitzchak, they have these chuvas about Bacher wants to dress a certain way, and the father's misnaged, he wants to put on a garkel, he wants to grow a beard, and the father's tainus. So these things are not mitzvahs, they're not averas, they're not chiyuvim, it's minhagim, it's tali and a lot of things. So in a lot of these cases there's no chiyuv either way, there's no mitzvah gummer to grow a beard, you know, not to shave if in a heter, but Yeah. This right. This is all sif tesvav and tazayin. That fakir. When your father tells you to do an aveir, you're not allowed to listen. So let's say he tells you the grace of aveir to shave your beard. You know, so that's a. Yeah. No, I'm saying without getting into the shail of the iser, but also the minik to grow a beard.
That goes back to if he's allowed to be demand things that are not
engaged. Yeah. So ba'ofen, right? All these things ba'ofen that he has real concerns that it's going to be embarrassing to him if his son starts dressing like a chassid. You know, whatever it is, different cheshbonos. So. Okay, so these are edel shaylas you have to be careful with, but lemaisa when it's a real chumra that's kind of lahalach lemaisa or a real minog that's the minog of their family and stami wants to be meicha, that's about the nichlan sifta swafta sein, it's no chiyuv to listen. Okay, it's an interesting tshuva. The Ber Moshe, he had a maisips, the son would do certain things for the father and the father got back very late and he was always after hamapel and he was always causing tzaras, he was doing sign language with his father after hamapel. So Ber Moshe has al tshuva there. He says that you could, for kibud avim, you could speak after hamapel if it's, you know, it's davar nachas. He says the father shouldn't be doing it. It shouldn't be machshel the son like that. Whatever. But. Okay. So now we have teichacha. That's the first lav. And then we have the halachas of Oisik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah, Dini Kedima, Kulchem Chayav Mechvaidi. You certainly don't listen to do an Aveira. And Afilu, when there's a Mitzvah Averas, you leave Kibra Veim. But Lamais and all these Inyanim, we're talking about where the parents are the parents, and you have to be Mechabed them with their Chal. So in this one Mitzvah, like a thing, you don't listen. Say it. Sif Yud Ches is a very interesting Machalik Zushainim and Machalik Mechabed Ramas. What happens if the fathers are Russia? So the Rambam learns Mamzer Chay Bechayit Aviv Meiris If Yurches Afilu Hoya Aviv Rasha Balaveiris Mechabdo Mesirim and you have to mechabed him. The Yeshayimim the Rama Einu Mechuyev Lechabed Aviv Rasha. So there's a couple of riots Lekan Lekan. So the main issue is from the Gemara in Peiches and Sanhedrin. The Gemara says a son is not allowed to be a shliach beis and give the father malchus. So the Beis Yosef learns from there that the Rambam understood. You see that even though he's a Rasha and it's Magiyat and Malchus, the son can't do it. So you see you're chayav to mechabed him afal pikein. And the Torah learns, that's what the Taz here points out, the Torah learns, and that's how the Rambam paskins, that in a chanaim you can't be mitzarim, you can't be makalal and maka, your father is a Rasha. And that's taka paskin and reish memalaf by the halachas of haka and kala of a father. But to be mechabed him, that you don't have a chayav. So, what? We're talking about someone who's a Rasha, in a Hanami. That's not so clear. I mean, over here they say, what's a Rasha? So Pesach Chuba points out here that Rasha has to be someone who's Shoina Bivalta, he does it by Rabbin, before Hesil, place can say, a real, Balaveris.
You can only get Malkus with Asra.
Yeah, it's with Asra. I mean, it means he did a Shtukal, right, Bemezid. So the Shaila is like this. Pashtus, the Ramah's Taka being Makel here, you don't have to be Mechabid. The Bach is Taka Machmir. It's a Shaila a little bit in the Ramah. The Bach is Machmir, that you have to be Machmir from the Ramah, you have to be Chayiv and Kavod. Tachlis HaMaisa is a very interesting read here in some of the Achrenim that Yesh Lodin that Bismanenu the Ramah will be maskim that Avad the Zechi of Gomer to be Mechabir Uchalefin, and that's because of the famous sheet of the Chazanish Bismanenu. So Rav and maybe all not religious people Kemat are Tinok Yishinishbu. So Sturmbach Tach has a tshuva. He says Tinok Yishinishbu fine, but LaMaisa he's not doing Oysa Maisa Amcha, he's still LaMaisa Balaveiros. You don't have a Chiv to Mechabir him. But the Maisa I saw in Chodshani, in his Halachas Kip Hachas Kip Raim, he takes on not like that. And in this Kovit Tzayr, the Esther Scheinberg, the Shaila, and they said, what's with the Tinuk Shenishba, and what's with Eretz Yisrael, where they know more about Halachas? So he says, Pashut, that Tinuk Shenishba, there's a Vada Chai of Kibud, and Pashut, that in Eretz Yisrael, it's even better, because they're Mechunach to be Neged Hadas, and Neged to be Soini Hadas, and that's really the Chazanish's whole Kulan. Scheinberg goes to very stark over here. And the Mela, they take on that Avad is Pasha, there's a chi of covered. Nor what? They point that you have to be careful, right? You can't be, not to be nigger, basre, not to be drawn after them, different yonim, but that's a chi of kibud. So they were, you talk and there'd be a chi of kibud, the kuli alma, even according to the Ramah, because of the din of Tinuk Shenishba. And,
they made a
chili
between
Yira
and
Kavod? Well, not Yira, but there's a Bezunder Isra of Hakka and Klo. What are you saying?
I'm asking about Russia. Is it Lekuli Alma? They have to be that there's a
miss
of Yira? Because all it says is it's there's a Yesha Imim that it's more.
Yeah.
All the things that fall under Yira.
Because Hakka and Klola is a separate law. Right. Hakka and Klola. So that it's Mefurish and Reish Malf. The emes is it could be. Yeah, I'm not sure. In Reish Malf, Meis Loshen Zir, you're not allowed to be mitzar them. So the Shailus is you're not allowed to be mitzar them alt Moira or no? Because every tzar is like it's a Bezrahu da Hakka and Klola. So I think that's a Shaila. But either way, you're right.
And Rachel getting up from that she would have gotten up, but she
right.
Not.
Right.
Was that
Kima. Right. That's Shaila. It's Mavura. She would have done Kima. Right. Either way, whether it's because of Moira, whether it's because it's a sniff of Hakan Kolo, Lamaisa it is Mavura. You're not allowed to be Tsar in the Machal. I mean, any Pegia in the Moira could be it's Alt Hakan Kolo, but that would talk to be Usir. That would talk to be Usir. But okay, but like we're saying, Lamaisa Bezmanini, where it's Bidar Chal Shailas of Tinoke Shinishbu, so then there's going to be a Chi of Ivid Kibud, Kenzai in the Kuli Alam.